Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Unfortunately, you have to go to Rice. You have to go to East Carolina. You do not have to go to Temple. You do not have to go to Charlotte. You don't even play Charlotte. Oh, you play Charlotte once. Okay, you play them once. You do not have to go to Charlotte. So that's what you're looking at. But you have to go to FAU. You have to go to freaking Tulsa again. No UTSA road trip. You get to avoid that one. But yeah, it's bleak. It's just bleak.
I mean, yeah, there's no news here.
No, no.
I guess the news would be that you're playing right off top.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, as opposed to, yeah. Wouldn't you like to have that at the end of the year, though?
For sure, especially the home game.
I mean, isn't that what the American has typically tried to do is at least with the top couple of teams.
Yeah.
I know the second and third teams have really dropped off.
They gave you South Florida on the 5th
of
March. That's kind of the one.
That's the one they're doing. Yeah.
Okay. Wichita State on the 26th of February. UAB on the 22nd of February.
Wichita State has been an absolute utter disappointment.
No, they have.
I'm tired of depending on them. It's like asking Jaren to be a better rebounder.
It is.
Giving up.
Yep. So they've, you know, the league clearly identifies South Florida as the, you know, as the team here. But also, you do play North Texas twice. I mean, you only played them once last year.
Well, you got to.
And it was here.
To.
But yes.
The league has to do that. It's the least that they can do.
But I have no idea how good the new coach is going to be. I don't, you know. They have a certain way they do things at North Texas.
It was their style that beat Memphis more than anything last year, right? Arkansas State?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who went off in that game?
I don't think anybody went off, really. I think it was like a team deal. It was like...
I just can't remember.
It was like
that was a big turnover game for Memphis,
yeah.
Right? That was part of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so Pinion had 22.
John and I are talking without much context here. The coach there that beat Penny last year is now at
Brian Hodgson, yeah. Hodgson. Joseph Pinion had 22 points. Is he a
Pinion,
South Florida?
Pinion, yeah.
Let's see. I assume he went with him. So that you'll have to deal with. But, I mean, I think that was just a fluky game, bro.
No, I do too.
Yeah, he did follow him to South Florida.
Good. We need good American teams.
And then Taron Todd was somehow, he was 4 of 19, but had 17 points.
Remember, this is we had Parth in here a couple of weeks ago, and we were looking at what that final number was. And it surprised you, even though they got five, was it 50s or something? I mean, that's what the American Conference does to you. It's going to ultimately bring you down.
Yeah.
And so that's... You know, these transfers coming from over to Arkansas, all that's important because you need more of your teams in the American, you know, higher on these lists.
Yep.
And so it doesn't hurt you, you know, if you don't blow them out.
Yes.
Because that was what got Memphis last year, and you dropped analytically. Now, the selection committee did you right. They threw that stuff out the window and focused on who you'd beaten and your non-conference. But it ain't always going to be promised like that, and let's be real. Are you going to have another non-conference record?
Yes.
10-3 as shiny as you did last year against that level of non-conference schedule? Likely not. Likely not.
Yeah, the difference in this game, I'm just looking at
these American teams.
Because it's very weird. Arkansas State made 5 more threes than Memphis in this game, and that was really the difference.
Do you have turnovers? Or am I making
that
up?
Yeah, I mean, they both had
20-something?
Memphis had 20. Arkansas State had 17. Is that they got you on the threes. because Memphis only made 7 that game. Arkansas State made 12, and the margin was 13.
There you go.
You know, so it was just like you just got outgunned there a little bit, even though they didn't shoot the ball well. I kind of recall
you gave them more opportunities with the 20 turnovers. That was a big turnover.
And I kind of recall Memphis's 3-point defense in that game just being kind of lackadaisical. Like I've kind of put it out of my mind. I don't really think about it much, but I just kind of remember them. They got like good looks. They got consistently good looks. They were down 13 at half, and that just kind of was the end of it. So, again, I think that's a fluke. I'm not really worried about South Florida, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Big college football slate. Got NFL tonight. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, Trying to Fam, ESPN. When you drive in and you pull into Sonic, this is what you will virtually hear. The chords and the sweet voice of Phil Collins. Right, when you pull in and you stop and you hit that big red button at Sonic, you know, you hear the boom, 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 boom. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. When you buy one double Sonic Smash, you get another free at Sonic. Grab a friend to treat yourself over at Sonic. Download the Sonic app. They got the double Sonic Smashers, the corn dogs, the tots, grilled cheese, the premium chicken bites. They're delicious. Get the Sonic today.
I don't pay $7 for fancy coffee. I just won't do it. All your mochas and your lattes and your caramels and everything else. I will pay $2.99 for a salty caramel toffee iced coffee with cold foam, salty caramel drizzle, and crunchy toffee pieces. It's fantastic. It's at Sonic. You can get your fancy coffee at Sonic for $2.99. See how much better a deal that is? Make sure you download the app, as John has continued to say. And it's super important because you get better deals with the app, like that second Sonic Smasher with your purchase of the first one. All the deals, all the options. Live free. Eat Sonic.
I don't think does Phil Collins have a bad song? I just don't think he's possible.
No.
I really think every song he's ever made, even the one for the Tarzan movie, which I can't remember.
It's a good one. Yeah.
What's that one go? How's that one?
Strangers
go?
Like Me.
I think there was another one too, but maybe that was it. Maybe You'll Be in My Heart.
Be in My Heart was the hit. That was the banger.
In my heart.
That was a hit.
Now I don't think we're gonna catch Jason ever listening to Phil Collins driving down the road. I mean.
Oh, dude, coming in the air tonight all the time.
All right. When it's like a big game, like Bears Raiders on Sunday.
Me and Phil go back to a member of Genesis.
Yes.
For his solo career.
This song was brought to mind to play because Monday Night Football, for whatever reason, you know, sometimes they have a theme behind Monday Night Football. Tarico's coming back, and they were playing this one. I'm like, hey, I haven't heard that one for a while.
Yep. You know, who could forget Genesis, Invisible Touch?
That's right.
That's
an oldie. Now you're taking us back, John.
I like Invisible Touch. I don't know what it's about, but I liked it.
Unfortunately, Phil has had to retire because the hands and the body have failed him as of late. He's like 75.
True?
Yeah, he's not touring anymore.
I was kind of wondering how he was doing. I don't know what we were talking about.
One of my wish I would have seen artists, you know, you got the group of those bands and lists. I'm sure you guys have them where you're like, man, that's somebody before they kind of declined. I wish I would have seen, you know.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. Meanwhile, you know, James Taylor's never going to stop.
You're getting those checks, man.
It's just kind of cruel sometimes.
And we love Easy Lover, which he did with Philip Bailey.
Oh, that was a great one.
We played that here.
Yep, we got that in the mix here.
A duet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are lots of artists that you would say, like, should retire. You know, like, you don't wish that their hands would stop working, but you kind of wish that, like, they would just give it up. You know, like Lil Wayne, man. Like, whew, buddy.
He's up on Lil Wayne, man. He's doing good.
But it's just different.
Why you got to retire Lil Wayne?
It's just different.
He got plenty more years. Is this your answer to me retiring Corso and some of the others?
No,
Wayne.
Oh, I don't think when you retire Corso and Lawler, it was unfair. I think it was poor form for you to do publicly. But
stop.
I was
ahead.
Yeah.
Of the curve.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's like me betting college football. Like if I stopped betting college football, like think about how much money I'd have. Like if Lil Wayne had stopped making albums after the Carter Three, think about how much better his reputation would be.
And I literally was just about on the same side as you on every college football pick we had in the first hour, except
Perfect.
For Memphis. So that means I'm dead.
You're dead, dude. You're totally dead.
Because you've been awful.
I've been bad. I don't even know why I keep doing it.
It hasn't somewhere improved.
No.
Okay. Well, let's just stop.
College football has been very,
so just
very,
stick to Sundays
very
and Thursdays
nasty
and
to
Mondays.
Me. Very nasty to me. I, you know, thank God for the NFL.
Cool.
If not for the NFL, I'd be I don't even know.
Who are you rolling with tonight, John?
I'd be hoping somebody would pimp and pander me.
No, he told us he's rolling with Seattle.
Seattle.
But he's got – what is – you took – yeah,
money
you
line.
Made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the money.
I don't think I don't necessarily think it's the best ever. I mean, it's not my favorite bet of the weekend, but I got it. So, I mean, pretty good on NFL. Like, playing NFL, this is why I like betting the NFL. It's mostly right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the number, whatever you bet into, is mostly correct. Like, I wouldn't say if you bet into 3, if 1.5 was available earlier in the week, it's the same. It's definitely not.
Yep.
But, like, if it's -2 to -2.5, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Unless you're handing the ball off to Derrick Henry. In that case, it's up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, they were up 21-14 in that game. It closed 4.5. I mean, who knows, right? Who knows how that game finishes if he doesn't do that. I mean, that is the thing about the NFL, that there's a little bit of peace, like, with me. Betting college football is like, bro, literally anything can happen. Like, the punter could hit him in the face, you know, and he's, like, rumbling, bumbling stuff. Like, you just, like, honestly, anything, any number of thing can happen in the college football atmosphere. In the NFL, if somebody messes up, it's like that's the end of their careers. You know, there's at least some peace with knowing that, you know, you're not going to have a job next week, right? So that at least is a twisted, macabre way for me to cope.
Right.
The college football quarterback that throws 4 picks, you know, including 2 pick sixes, and he's fumbling all over the field, he's going to be trotted out there next week. Like, that ain't changing. Tail me on college football. Tail Jeffrey. He'll have the picks for you. I think he's doing pretty well. He
was doing really well last check.
I don't know what he went last week. I think last week might have been his toughest, but I think he still ended up. I know he's up on the year, so that's all that matters, right? Week to week, anything can happen, but he's up on the year. And what he's doing is very difficult. He's coming on Thursday, or Friday, actually. He's coming on a Friday, and I mean, like, the numbers have been beat into place all week long, bro.
Right?
These college football numbers get started. They start being shaped by Sunday night of last week, you know? So it's going to be as sharp as possible by Friday. And he's winning. He's beating Friday numbers in college football. So it is incredibly impressive. So anyway, yes, make sure you stay tuned for Jeff's bets on Fridays. Let's do a little thing we call the rundown. Yeah, we have Thursday Night Football tonight. It is Sam Darnold versus Kyler Murray on Amazon Prime. Jason, you can also bet right now what Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit will say on the broadcast. You can
bet certain words.
Yes.
How many times?
Yes.
And they have a selection.
I don't think this is a great thing for society, but, you know, I'm kind of committed to it at this point. So what am I going to do? But yes, over on my favorite app that I am not paid to endorse, Kalshi, you can predict what will the announcer say during the pro football game on Thursday.
That's just so icky, man. That's just where we've gone with this stuff.
Sack, 96% chance. Fumble, 85% chance. Safety, 81% chance. Inch, 79% chance. Marshawn Lynch, 58%. Face mask, 51%. Now, only the announcers, the refs can't say this. It has to be Kirk or it has to be Al. One-handed, 35%. Ejection, 10%. Trump, 5%. Get dog on here because we know Kirk going to talk about that damn dog.
Yeah, what's the name of the new one?
I don't know the name of the new one.
No, we haven't learned it yet by heart.
But he tweets about that bug all the time.
Dude, him and his dog.
So anyway, if you want to go do that, you can do that. I probably won't be able to hear the game, so I'll be probably watching it somewhere. So I will not be betting on this market. But if there was a dog option, I would bet the dog. Now, is Marshawn Lynch going
to
be on
the? Does he have to say the word dog, or does he say his dog's name? What are they saying?
They don't have it.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying if they should.
That should be on there.
I'd bet it. I'd throw like $10 on there.
I just figured that was on that crazy list.
It's not on this crazy list.
But Inch is, and one-handed.
Tom Brady's on this list.
And Trump was on the list.
Trump's
that one was real?
Yeah, Trump's.
And you said Trump's
5%. They will not say Trump.
They're not going to say Trump.
They will not say Trump.
There's not a chance.
But you have to bet 100 to make a dollar. You know, because it's priced as that.
Right. Peter is the new dog. Ben was the one who sadly passed.
Peter, rest in peace to Ben.
It's almost like we have to know it as sports
media
folks.
We do. It's very important.
We actually should know it, but
yeah.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
It feels forced upon us. I'm sorry.
It is forced upon us.
The dog took a dump the first weekend during the kick thing, man.
It
he
did?
Doesn't want to be there.
It did?
Yes. Right before the kick, they ended up.
They showed it?
Dude, it went off. Yes, it happened right there before the kick. And then McAfee's talking about the dog just took it, and you just stepped in it. Like they were going nuts. But they made it all part. But the dog didn't want to be there.
I think look,
dog is not happy.
Here, not that this is the most important thing in the world, but and I'm not but I think dogs in the workplace, you know, need to be separate. It's like church and state. You know what I'm saying? Don't be bringing your dog to the damn set where you're taking your dog taking a dump on my shoe.
Oh, I am definitely there.
Because, you know.
And there's a reason I'm here, and it's happened lately. And I'm curious at what you gentlemen would have done. Maybe this has occurred to you. But there's a man in our neighborhood whose dog likes to come into my yard and do his thing. Now, what I will say is this man has his bag.
Yeah, he does.
And it's ready to go.
Clean up, yeah.
He picks it up. Sometimes he puts it in my little container right there. That's
he puts it in your trash.
If it's on the curb right there on a Tuesday or whatever
it's
else, he will.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, he takes it with him, which you're supposed to do as a considerate neighbor.
Courtesy.
My point is this, though.
Mm-hmm.
I live on an old, defunct golf course, right, that's behind me, the old Cordova Club. Mm-hmm. There's trails all through it, right? That is owned privately, but still, it's an area we walk as residents or whatever else. This guy's walking in the front of the neighborhood on the sidewalks, and it's always my yard.
Yeah.
And it's always him standing in the middle of it, right? Yeah. Taking their sweet time.
Yeah.
You know,
he's in your grass.
He's in my grass telling his dog to sit while standing in my grass picking up the stuff. And while, again, I am appreciative that he doesn't just leave the stuff there and then walk off. Still, it is the state of it's always my yard. It's always him feeling like they can stand in my grass. I'll be honest with you, man. I've tried to stay cool about this because, again, it's a nice neighborhood. I want to be cool with my neighbors. I don't want to lose control. You're trying to keep my Christian identity.
Absolutely.
But
you're being tested.
I asked him through the speaker on our camera.
The ring.
Dude, please get off my yard. Like, and the guy started taking off his ear because he could hear something coming from somewhere. And
get off my lawn.
But the Wizard of Oz was coming through.
Because it felt like a violation, particularly because it continues to happen, and there are other places you could walk the dog that aren't necessarily the front yard. Again, I want to make sure I'm not just being somebody that's just complaining here because I'm appreciative he picks it up. At least he does that.
Yeah, he
but he stands on my yard like he owns it, bro.
Right.
He asks the dog to sit while he's picking it up. It's not a good – I don't like that look. And here's the other reason. My wife can't stand it.
Yeah.
And so, and of course, because she can't stand it, that comes back to
your problem.
What are you going to do about it, leader of household?
Right, right, right. You're the leader of men.
Right. And so, again, you know, I tried to do it as politely as possible, but I had to raise my voice on. But has this, how would you guys feel about this guy in your yard that you have? Hey, listen, you try to keep your yard cut and manicured everything else.
That's
you try to keep nice grass, don't you, Brad? I think he does.
I do my own, yes.
Exactly. And you take pride in that.
Yeah.
And so when a man is just standing there on it and is taking his sweet time, to me, it is a bit of I have a hard time.
Yeah.
So you and I are usually in lockstep on this. There is a
calm me down, please.
No, there's a community of dog. I also live in a community of dog walkers who are consummate professionals when it comes to feces removal.
Yeah,
and do the
and
same
he's doing
thing.
That.
But it's a rotation of dudes. I bet there's 10 of those types of people that do that. We also have a large front yard that dogs apparently love to take dumps in. But the dog walker community, they all do that. They've got their bag with them. They pick it up and they do the same thing. I say all that to say, you're lucky because most dudes that do that, you have to go after them because they're not cleaning up. So at least you have that.
Yeah.
John, what are your thoughts?
No, I'm glad you asked. You know,
it's uncomfortable for me, but that's my answer.
Listen, I'm going to bring my dog over to your house and I'm going to let him take a huge dump in your yard. I think what it sounds like to me is that you have a very inviting lawn.
You can tell I'm at my edge on this.
There's something in that grass that makes these dogs want to take a dump.
Ron
and I think my dog should have the opportunity to do it.
Ron Olson recently had a sanitation worker take a dump in his yard.
See, now that's a human.
A person. I'm not even making that. That is not a made-up story. Like, he had to call the sanitation department. He's like, your worker took
Dan Barrett told y'all don't talk about human feces on this air.
Oh, sorry.
He did. But if that had happened,
that's a good point.
Never forget.
I think it is grounds, okay?
FCC.
To use it's grounds to use the Second Amendment. So
you guys are telling
shoot you where you stand.
Yeah. You guys
would you take a dump in my lawn as a human being?
Yeah, yeah, that's different. Yeah.
You
that's
guys different. Are telling me I shouldn't feel violated.
No, I think
and I'm open and I think that's what I was kind of hoping maybe in terms of opening this up conversation that you would show me that this is, you know what? Who, it's your land. Who cares? Let the guy come. Well,
I respect you. You're coming at
this. You're coming at this from a sort of ancestral, land. Who gets what?
Lots of land.
The difference is there are some areas in the back that are wide open for this.
Seems like you're targeted.
People run.
Being targeted.
But I wonder because what you just said
is it racially motivated?
No, it's dog motivated because I
the dog's timing it out for you.
Isn't it something too about territorial?
Yeah,
if they smell the other dog's poop on there or something, they'll come and do it too, so this is mine.
Yes.
And that's why I've been targeted by the dog itself.
That's right. Yes. That's right. You,
again,
the owner, it's a familiarity.
I want to make this clear. The owner is being considerate. Now, you are an HOA. We have a homeowner's association now. Now, that's what I'm saying.
You could call the HOA.
So he's being considerate, but he's also just following our rules is what I'm saying there. That said, we have so many other areas. But you guys, you know what? You calm me down.
Well, I would say this.
You calm me down, and I appreciate
it. I have another.
That's why we do this.
I think he is the homeowner now. I think when... the man who... I think it is now his home because...
Not the way he ran off at the sound of my voice.
He has now come to your yard time after time, and his dog has been able to do his business in your yard with no recourse.
Well, I scared the mess out of him. We'll see if he's going to do it again. I mean, he jumped to it. One of them old dudes had his socks all the way pulled up.
Oh, man, you're bullying this old man.
Had a headband on. Old man had a headband on.
Oh, my God. You're bullying this poor
guy.
He doesn't even know where he is.
Again, I am losing my Christian identity here. I want to keep it calm. It was
let me ask you this,
dude.
Clearly,
the guy's standing. I'm watching him on my camera. He's standing there.
You're projecting.
Make it quick.
You're making this about something that it's not.
What are you talking about?
No, you're like my land.
It is my land.
No, you're just being. I'm just saying. Like he doesn't. He's not thinking of it like that, right? He's just thinking his dog has used the bathroom. He ain't thinking about it like I'm gonna go show this guy whose land this really is. He's just trying to get the dog to do the damn business.
I'm shocked he's cleaning it up because a lot of them don't clean up.
Well,
if he's cleaning up, that is courtesy.
Ours is HOA. It's not. Yeah. It's the rule.
It is the
rule. No, it's
the
rule.
You can be penalized in our HOA. You can be penalized.
I'm not saying
it happens all the time.
I'm not saying I would like it, right? I'm not saying like. Because, I live in a coast, so it's a little different. But
y'all dog owner.
If you came to my yard every time and your dog decides he wants to do it in my yard every time, I'd say, hey, can we do a different yard maybe next time, maybe not the same time, because now it feels like you're pooping on me.
I do wonder because you guys are dog owners and there's a possibility that, you've had dogs who have probably done this before, perhaps. You guys are seeing it from that angle as dog lovers.
But my dog is in the backyard, not the front yard.
My dog is backyard dog.
My front yard is the floral area.
So y'all wouldn't do that. You wouldn't
dude.
I am that dude, but I clean up.
Occasionally, we will go on walks, but mostly he just roams the backyard.
First thing I do is I grab a Dollar General bag, the plastic one, to come with that in case Peach goes potty, and then you clean it up.
Yeah. This has been your Thursday Night Football preview.
We could be a service.
Look, I'm sometimes, I do like to try to solve the world's problems on this show, especially the ones that have been weighing on you here, like this guy.
He was doing it, I've been.
What
going
did you say to him when
that.
You came on the ring? Did you go, hey?
Yeah, I did, but I said, please get off my yard. Please get off my yard.
Voice of God coming through.
Bro, you really are the get off my lawn guy.
And I put a please in there, but my voice was so
get off my lawn.
Bro, he really told that man get off my lawn.
Over and over again. I did. Yeah. And there was a part of me because it made him jump, That,
and it's, if he's
like,
doing it
man.
Every, how often are we talking about on the regular?
It's happened several times.
And did he eventually say anything?
Not even saying. No, I'm looking at him through the camera.
You scared the hell out of him. The Wizard of Oz coming through, man.
I want to scare the dog. The dog's who I need to scare.
No, I don't think you can scare that dog. You and that dog got beef.
Dude just sat down. They're just looking all over, taking their time surveying the land while he's picking it up.
Yeah.
Make it quick.
Come on,
bro.
Come on, Scruffy.
Bottom line, here's what I would say.
Go in the back.
The man does not need to be standing on your grass.
For an extended amount, the least you could do is make it quick.
Yeah.
Again, you're asking the dog. This, you're taking.
Yeah,
your
like
time.
You don't need to be standing on my grass.
Oh, that's a nice
do you do your own lawn, or you got a lawn service?
I've got lawn service.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? Point is like you either you or you pay for your lawn to
every
be
couple,
taken
yes,
care
it
of.
Gets edged every couple weeks. That's why there's a pride in having a nice front yard,
and you don't want a stranger
having
in
a nice grass. Many people have. Do not stand on grass signs in their yard.
We
say those folks, that's normal, right? Yes. And we try to respect that.
Of course.
This would be along similar lines
is the problem
because
with
you're
you,
on my grass.
The problem for you is bigger. It's not necessarily the dog. It's the owner standing in the grass. Like, what's the bigger problem?
It's that you're taking your sweet time. It doesn't seem like there's any hurry. It's that because you are following the Homeowners Association rules in terms of picking it up, you feel like, man, I can take my sweet time standing on this man's green grass and perhaps, again, ruining his yard.
Ruining his yard, no recourse.
When I make the point, like I said, you guys have seen those in your that do not stand on grass.
Oh, absolutely.
It's for the, because you know who will do this too? Your delivery service folks will run straight across your yard if it's not convenient for them to walk up the driveway and hit the sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah.
This has gone too far. I sound bitter. I'm really not, but I'm appreciative, I think, that you gentlemen have.
Well, what's the solution?
In some way,
what are you
going to
do? Are you going to do anything? Well, I mean, what have you.
What am I going to do? What am I? If he does it again, I'm probably going
to
yell at him.
Hey! Get after him.
Hey! I thought we talked about this.
And he's picking it up. I'm gonna offer him other options, dude. Go in the back. Go by the freaking swamp lake that's in the back. There's deer back there. There's all kind of animals. Your dog will love it.
Nature.
It's wide open for
you. See, I like it. Now, so that's the solution.
It's an old
you're providing
solutions.
There's
pathways everywhere, bro.
You're giving
options.
You
should know that.
You know? Maybe we can do this once a week. You can use my yard once a week. But every other day, you know, you use the... I think you need to offer him concessions.
Nah,
I think you need to say,
no, he's used my grass.
Come maybe twice a week. You can just come stand in my grass for about 15 minutes. But every other day, you got to go use the golf course.
The part where he is, real patchy grass. I've been trying to get that to grow for years, man.
Yeah, and it's got dog poop on it.
Dog poop and him stomping.
That's no conditions for grass to grow. It's just not.
Don't act like I'm not justified in feeling this way.
No,
What I need to do is take the high road.
That's right.
That can be difficult in some situations.
Absolutely.
But Old Smooth will find a way.
It's not that I don't.
Seattle wins.
It's not that I don't think you're justified. It's such a crazy problem to be having. Like. A serial dog crapper in your yard.
Yes, it's a Memphis thing. These are issues we deal with here.
Yeah. And I won't ever have that problem because I'm in a cove. So if you that is targeted. If you come to my cove for this specifically, this is an attack on me. You know, I think yours. If I have it right, like you're
it's
part
the main
of
the thoroughfare.
Right, you're right there in the open. I don't want to give out your low, but I hope that you can find the strength to.
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I do. And it's remember, it's an old man.
He is old.
It's an old man who...
He's still pulling up them socks with the three stripes. Remember them socks? Where we pull them all the way up.
He don't know no better.
Blue, yellow, blue.
Chuck Taylor's on? What's he doing?
I didn't check the shoes. He's too busy yelling.
So let me ask you this. So being that, you know, Arizona is the home team, Seattle's the visiting team.
Yep.
Seattle will effectively poop on the yard of Arizona tonight.
That's what we're expecting.
Disrespectful. Sam Darnold.
Old square jaw.
The problem is who you cat is the most handsome. In the NFL,
he's just one of them. We're not doing that again, though.
Yeah, no, we got people. We get fitted many. My guys tell me that Arizona's got some secondary issues on top of Connor, and then Seattle's getting some defensive guys back this week. So,
and Seattle's defense already good.
It is already good without those guys, and they're coming back.
I don't think they've given up more than 17 points.
Sounds right.
All year.
Sounds exactly right.
Carolina had 22. I mean, it was a loss,
but it was a garbage, you know, deal for them. They played Seattle.
Well, I'm talking about Arizona.
Oh, okay.
They scored 22 on Arizona. Yeah. Beat them like 26-22. My point is, I think they're 30 yards better in total defense. Yes. The Seattle defense, I just believe in that more. And you're telling me they're getting reinforcements back.
Yes. Yes. Exactly right. Exactly right. So, Amazon Prime tonight should be a fun one.
Y'all ever watch $100,000 Pyramid?
Oh yeah.
Heard about it.
Yeah.
You've never watched that show? Michael Strahan, I think, was the latest host. But Dick Clark, I think, we used to host it at one time.
Back in the day. Back in the day is when I remember.
And so you say words to try to clue your partner in on the category that they would come from. And so if I said Rudy Gay, Dwayne Wade, 2013 finals.
NBA.
Well, that category would be, you know, names and words I didn't expect to say in 2025. That would be the point. Yeah,
what's the category?
Oh, I know where this is going.
That's just a different way of introducing a story that many have already talked about already. But my point is that Dwayne Wade and Rudy Gay are beefing about, you know, a claim that if Rudy Gay had not been traded by the Grizzlies back in 2013.
Oh, this is back.
Ridiculous.
Yes, because Dwayne Wade has acknowledged it and fired back.
Oh, my God.
Excellent.
And so... It is. It's good for sports radio. All day long. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that will lead up, and particularly because you know you've got a former Grizzly involved here. None of us believe Rudy Gay's claim, and I think we probably didn't believe it to a point that you think Dwayne Wade ain't even going to respond to something like this, a champion.
Mm-hmm.
But he absolutely did. He said, "You're not just going to win the finals because you think you can." And I probably would have just left it at that. He said we had just been there 4 years in a row. They were champs. I don't know about 4 years in a row. I think it's two. We're smacking y'all. You don't know how to win in the finals, bro.
I actually have. I'm going to send this clip to Brad on the because it might help to actually hear it because the first thing is I cannot believe that he actually
he's acknowledged it.
Yeah, because right. It is so low hanging fruit that it's like not even worth it. You know.
By the way, this is as Rudy is going to be added to NBA TV. Right. He's now trying to soiree into the opinion making section.
He might not be bad at that.
He's wrong about this one.
I guess
one.
You missed my review of him on Get Up.
Yeah.
Talking about they might not be bad at that. That's why he's gone to NBA TV.
Oh, he's already been
Greeny already gave him a chance. Make it. Yeah, he was not good. He was terrible.
Not good.
And NBA TV sort of, let's see if you can get it done here.
Yeah.
After he's already been tried on ESPN.
Do we have
he's just bored.
Got it here.
All right, this is Dwayne Wade responding to the Rudy Gay claim that had he not been traded from the Grizzlies in 2013, the Grizzlies would have won the NBA Finals.
The year y'all beat San Antonio, the year y'all beat...
Yes, we beat San Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway. So maybe they beat us in the regular season. I don't remember. So I DM it to Rudy. Hey, Rudy, this must be an AI-generated quote. Because it ain't no way in hell you said this. So he hit me back. And, he like, I said it. You got to have confidence.
Yeah, I said it.
I said, boy, belt the ass. So left it at that. Then I seen him at Melo at the after party. I said, man, what's wrong with you? You're not just gonna win a finals because you think you wanna win a finals, bro. We would have belted. We had just been in the finals 4 years in a row. We smacking y'all. You don't know how to win in the finals, bro. You just think it's that easy?
Right.
Like people really think it's that easy. And that's the thing with me when it comes to winning, is like, yo, stop. No. It's not for everybody, and it has nothing to do with your individual talent and how great you are. Everything has to go right.
Everything, you're right.
For you to win. Like, every break got to go your way. And so, man, stop that. I told Rudy, I said, well, we're going to work together on Amazon Prime. We'll talk about it in the studio. That's what I told him. I said, we'll talk about this in the studio because you lost your damn mind.
Now, what this actually sounds like is just two 40-year-old old heads arguing over, trying to get that competitive spark going again. But I mean, I feel him on that. Like, it is kind of like Rudy Gay, of all people, think he was going to win a title. Come on, bro.
Punching way up.
Yeah. Like, that's.
And they had been the previous 2 years. That was the third straight year in 2013. Yeah. They went to four straight.
Yeah.
So he was a little off, but.
And it's like,
we can't pick at that.
It's like, Rudy, like, you never went. Like, you don't know. Now, neither do I. But I'm not on here saying, yeah, man, we would have went to the finals if, this, that, the other. You know, like, I think that's the, that's the piece of it that Dwayne Wade felt particularly offended by. It's like, you just have no idea. Like, you can't, and I think he's right. Like, I think playing in that series is different than any other basketball you could possibly play in the finals.
Yeah.
And so, but I also would have said, like, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to come out and crush him. But if he felt like he needed to,
I'm fine with it because he DM'd him.
Right.
He hit him up personally about it.
He did.
So you can, and Rudy put this out in the air, and so you went back to him like a man.
Yep.
And went to him face, man to man, DM'd him. And then, yes, you said it publicly.
Yep.
You handled business. This, like you said, this was low hanging fruit or whatever else. Sure, you didn't have to acknowledge it, but let's be real too. It was stupid for Rudy to say. And I know some of y'all wouldn't, but this whole rewriting the history thing that we do, I would still put Ja saying we had them figured out in the same kind of category. I know it's more recent, and it's something that, you're not talking about it 12 years later. But it's that's what these athletes that try to, we would have gone and we were raised, take that L, and you move on, man. You move on. And so, but I realized, too, that Rudy, having never been there, much of the way he looks back at his career is going to be what ifs, right? It's gonna be that. What if I hadn't been traded from the Grizzlies? That's going to be the way he looks at things because he didn't reach those heights that Dwayne would. And so I can understand him kind of being here.
Yep.
And you're also a content guy, so you're trying to bring new stuff to the table.
Yep.
But come on, bro, he deserved to be blasted for this take. Let's be real.
Yeah. It was silly at the time.
At that time. Oh my gosh.
Right. Yeah, you were not taking any, you weren't even going to win a game.
And that would have been their third straight finals right there.
Right.
Right. They went 11, 12, 13, and 14. And we're saying this was the 13 one we're talking about.
Yes,
yes. He got traded.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I have no problem with him blasting Rudy back. I really,
yeah.
I don't think we can.
No, I don't think so either. So, anyway, good entertainment, like you said. You know, it's fun to go
back. You put him back in his place. Yeah. I don't imagine we'll hear from Rudy again on that one. Because ain't nobody going to believe you.
All right.
Like the little boy cried wolf.
The little boy that cried wolf. I mean, of all things, man, you're going to beat – because you beat him a couple of times in regular season.
Yeah, go tell that story on NBA TV and see how much mm-hmm. they believe it.
Mm-hmm. All right, the final top 10 of the NBA rank is out today. Nikola Jokic, number one. No surprise there. He is at the peak of his powers, is what ESPN says. Shea, number two. Luka, three. Giannis, four. Victor Wembanyama, five. Maybe that's the one that people would find a little controversial. Ant-Man, six. Steph, seven. LeBron, eight. KD, nine. And then Jalen Brunson, 10.
Keep in mind, you'd have like a Tatum or something in there at five right. instead of a Wemby if he was playing this year. They didn't include a lot of those guys that mm-hmm. are expected to be out for the season. I think Halliburton's one of those guys, too, that's not ranked. But Tatum would probably be ahead of Wemby because of everything that he's accomplished with a player that he is, the numbers that he puts up.
Mm-hmm.
That said, yeah, I mean, Wemby at five seems a little high this early in his career.
Yeah,
but again,
does.
You've got some key guys out, it feels like, in that top 10 area that maybe help push him a little higher than he should be.
He was 11th last year, so he's jumped six spots. I'm not sure he's done anything to deserve that because he was hurt for most of the year, right?
I think, yes. And not just you're jumping spots, but also, like I'm saying, because you're taking guys out that mm-hmm. would be in that top 10. I think that helped him too.
Yeah, listen, Wemby is going to get there. Eventually, I don't know if it'll happen as soon as this year, but
he got Defensive Player of the Year on lock for
however
long he's healthy.
There's just no doubt in terms of the player that he is.
And what he does offensively is just crazy.
And then you add you have him, you have Castle, you drafted Carter Bryant. I mean, it's going to be tough to score on the Spurs. I mean, you bring in Cornette. Mm-hmm. He's not going to start at the center position, but he'll be coming off the bench like. I see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, they are making it, impossible. Like, everybody's like, 6'7", or more, with, a 7-foot wingspan.
It's true. You see the template, what they're building.
Yeah.
It's not Pop.
Right.
It's from the Pop tree.
Yes.
But it's not Pop. So, we'll see what he does with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty scary. Dylan Harper they've got as well. I mean, pretty sick. You got De'Aaron Fox. Stephon Castle, Dylan Harper, Luke Kornet, Wembanyama, Sochan, and it's.
I think they're going to be competing with OKC in a couple years.
It seems like that's the way it's trending for
that's
sure.
What they're building.
If Carter Bryant hits, if if Dylan Harper hits, then they're. I mean, how can
Stephon
they not?
Stephon Castle is a hit.
Stephon's already hit.
That dude's intense. He's going to be a great defensive player, too, by the time it's all said.
It does feel like this year will be like a jump for them
mm-hmm.
significantly, and then we'll see how far they keep going.
I think especially with teams possibly like the Grizzlies taking steps back.
Exactly.
Allow San Antonio to take a step up.
And Spurs were down for a long time, so you had chances, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it feels like they had not been doing much lately. They had not made the playoffs since at least since 2019-20. I'm not sure they made it that year either, but five straight years of missing the playoffs. So you've benefited by them coming back, right? Like just indirectly. And so they have not made the playoffs since 2018-19. How about that? That's kind of nuts to think about. They have not made it out of the first round since 2016-17. So
the return is near.
That's exactly right. The reign of terror is coming, and there's really nothing you can do to stop it. Not the Grizzlies, not anybody else. So, anyway, Wimby's fifth, but number one goes to the Joker, who, again, that's a problem. Their offseason we talked about was fantastic. Bringing back Bruce Brown, trading Michael Porter Jr.
out for
Cam Johnson,
yeah.
Some other things they've done. So, anyway, there's your
Valanciunas?
NBA. Brought in Valanciunas, yep.
A little depth there.
That's
help
right.
out.
100%.
Some of those minutes.
Because that was their
Jokic.
Problem last year is depth. Well, they got it now. Mm-hmm. At least a lot more than they did. So, all right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Bennett Doyle is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about all this and more. Stick around. Jason and John.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm trying to FM ESPN.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They're just the best. They're the top class in Memphis. And Jennifer and her team, Jennifer's on TikTok. I be seeing her. You know, she's branching out. She's got the best stuff in town. She knows how to get the most money for your home. She knows how to reach a brand new list of clients and people that see houses and buy houses and all those things. That's exactly what you're looking for when you're selling your home. But you got to reach out. So to livelovemifs.com.
Yep. And I would say one of her specialties is pricing your home right from the get-go. She's going to get you, and she did in my case, more money than you think you can get, maybe even in this market. Right now, the key is pricing it right from the get-go so you're not out there, you know, waiting, hanging on, having to decrease the price and everything else. That can be a nasty road to go down. You don't have to. Make the right call, 901-625-5200. Whatever's going to happen, she's going to be super honest about it, and she won't put you in a situation that's going to be bad for you and your family. That's how she's built such a wonderful business. She's done it on honesty. She's done it with a great team. I'll let her do it for you, 901-625-5200. It is the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, we got Grizz Promo Night. This is some of the most fun we have. We love Grizzly Promo Nights.
Yes.
We get fired up about these, you know, because we love the novelties, you know.
We love the wrestling. Like the wrestling.
We love the wrestling and the professional wrestling. We have, you know, I still have that Tony Allen vinyl record. Remember that one?
Well, we have records for all of them.
Yeah, but that's true. It's
good that you kept that one.
I was just seeing that one. I was just like, I saw it in my house the other day. I was like, oh, I remember that.
We have Mark, Zeebo, and Tony.
Yeah.
And we're waiting on Mike.
Yeah, to retire.
To have all the
that's
four.
Right, that's right.
To have the whole set.
Remember the Mount Grismores?
Oh yeah, that Jake and I love that.
I sold the piss out of those on eBay.
Wait,
this is back when I was struggling.
Mount Grismore.
So it's the four. It's the core four in the shape of the actual Mount Rushmore.
I don't remember that.
And there's four of them. Yeah.
Y'all kept that.
Oh yeah, that one was.
I know. I sold them. I was struggling at that time,
mm-hmm.
and they were going for a lot.
Were they?
Yeah, they were like for $50 a pop.
What about wow. what about the one that was all the bobbleheads of everybody?
Oh yeah,
like
I have
the bobbleheads were either the bobbleheads were popular. I kept the bobbleheads.
That one was huge.
Yeah, that was like four or five years ago.
And was
yeah.
that a giveaway for like this?
Yeah,
for fans too. First 3,000. Like I know we got those. But
I think that was a sponsor thing.
Did fans get that whole box? Oh, was that just
me?
Okay,
so.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Because that would have
yeah.
been the greatest one ever with as many yeah. bobbleheads that were
there's
in
like
that box.
There's like 40 of them
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah. like 40. Yeah, and I remember that because I have them in my house. Still.
Dude, I remember Chris breaking one.
Yeah, I have all of them. They're all yeah. broken now. They all like the Grizzlies missing his head.
But the set itself was awesome, and that we don't think was one of these promotional because
I don't think so.
That was so big.
I think it was a Pinnacle Bank sponsorship, possibly.
There was, and there was like a Marc Gasol bobblehead night. Remember when he was doing the?
Yeah,
but I think
the Conor McGregor.
Yeah, but I think that was separate of what you're talking about. You're talking about that set.
Oh yeah, separate. Yeah, yeah those yeah. are two separate things.
Yeah,
yes.
two separate things. All right, so let's get into the promotions here. October 6th for the Detroit Pistons and October 8th for the Celtics. These are preseason. Actually, all preseason games, October 6th, 8th, and 11th, Ortho South. Shout out to Ortho South. That's where my mom works. I saw her last week in the office.
I just put a like on one of her comments. It's crazy she comes up right now.
Yeah, my mom works there very hard, and she got me in. She usually gets me in for the free, but I think this time they're trying to put something on my insurance. I think they need to not do that, and they need to let me get that x-ray for the free. You know, it's just part of the deal. But schedule magnet for the first 5,000 fans on the 6th. Breast Cancer Awareness Night on the 8th, which is another schedule magnet. Every single
yeah, those
one.
Don't really count.
Yeah. Who doesn't want a schedule magnet?
Those are good. Yeah.
I mean, those are good. I always
put mine up on the fridge.
Well, I use it. I'm just saying it doesn't count as one of the highly anticipated promotional items, right?
Like we've talked about. Snuggle Bunny.
All right, let's get to the regular season.
Yeah.
October 22nd versus New Orleans Pelicans. That's opening night. 25th anniversary T-shirt to the first 5,000 fans.
Okay, we're starting to pick it up now.
All right, 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
How about that? I mean, that's amazing that they've been here for 25 years.
That's the commemorative jersey that they're wearing, the black jersey for
Have
the
they really 25th. Been here for 25 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is the 25th year.
Notice 5,000 of those.
Yeah, 5,000.
Some other item's going to be just three, okay. So it kind of tells you.
Kind of tells you how big it is. Mm-hmm. October 25th. That is the Grizz Trick or Treat Bucket. That's the first 3,000 kids. So you need to make sure you get CJ a Trick or Treat Bucket.
We're done? I informed him this year you better not be going out there.
Really?
Because his mom will encourage it. She's already got pumpkins out.
How old is CJ, 11?
About to be 12, yeah, 11 years old.
I think he could do it one more year.
Stupid.
Dude, who how soon you forget – the days.
I don't do ghouls and goblins no more.
The we Black Panther out of your sunroof.
Harvest Festival. When you gonna get through your head? I've transitioned.
You
I'm trying to pull the rest of my.
Festival.
I'm trying to pull the rest of my family over there too. I'm not glorifying no ghouls and goblins, fool.
Yeah, you ain't gonna catch me at the Harvest Fest on Halloween. It's Halloween.
It's a Harvest Fest.
It's Halloween, bro. Can you just say it?
I've transitioned over. I've refused.
That's crazy.
Again, I don't celebrate Halloween. Chris won't be getting the bucket. 3,000 fans will.
Do you let him watch scary movies?
He doesn't. He's not interested. But,
okay.
You know, comes, again, that's different than Halloween.
Okay.
Where we're celebrating demons.
All right. Well, we don't have to celebrate demons. Like, I'm dressing up as King Triton this year.
Glad you're back in it.
Ariel. Oh, I'm in it. I have no choice. My kid absolutely gets it. I was Bowser last year. I don't remember what I was the year before
Have you started doing Santa? Seems like
Santa's
that's going to be right up your alley to be
Santa's
with your kids.
Riley is, well, Santa is real. Santa is, don't forget, Santa is very real.
Yeah, but again, you can give her another Santa. You know, we know Santa's in the North Pole, so the ones you see all the time, what the heck, who you think that is?
You want me to dress up as Santa?
That's what I'm up on Halloween for him. You're doing the
Santa,
same
bro.
Thing.
No, I'm not dressing up as
Stop
Santa.
Stop it. Come down your chimney one year. They'll go nuts.
I'm not dressing up as Santa. I think that's a bridge too far.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.